10 with the ball. 5:35 to go. Strus, three. Bullseye! Max Strus, 24 points in the ball game. Welcome home, Max Strus.
Sometimes a little incentive against your old team, I guess. Cavaliers, winners over the Bulls. Shorthanded, though. But somebody who was on hand for that for sure was Tim Alcorn joining us this morning. It's brought to you on WEL by your Tuffy Auto Service Center in Amherst, Lorraine and Elyria. Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas belatedly to the both of you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you. Rocco's here, by the way. I don't know if you know.
I heard his voice throughout the morning, yes.
All right. He's in for Craig today. But let's talk about this. I mentioned to Rocco before, Jared Allen shows up. He says, I'm ready. I'm healthy. And then he looks around, and a lot of those guys that he's normally with aren't there. I know it's a shortened, you know, concept on that, but we're still dealing with the guys out and out for a while. So those other players know that they're going to be called upon for an extended period, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. And Saturday night was the epitome of that. I mean, when your top four scorers are gone and then the newfound weapon in Sam Merrill is out, you're thinking this could get real ugly in Chicago. And yet the resiliency, the toughness that they showed, the competitiveness on Saturday night was really remarkable. So, listen, you know, the Cavs just shrug their shoulders and say, hey, next man up. But I just thought that was an incredible effort on Saturday night.
How sustainable is something like this? And what are they? I know they've had, and there's also some spots between now. I mean, we're kind of not, you know, the schedule's giving you some breaks in between to kind of organize.
Boy, Bruce, that's a great question. How sustainable is it? If Craig Porter Jr. keeps playing the way he plays, you know, I'm not saying they're going to win 9 out of 10 or anything like that, but he has such a veteran presence as a, you know, undrafted kid. It's amazing. So really it all stems from the point guard spot. If Max Strus continues to play like he played on Saturday night, you heard there in the highlight clip, welcome home. Of course, he's a Chicago kid, and he mentioned during our man-to-man before the ball game, he's always excited to go back home and play before friends and family. So, I mean, still, listen, without Donovan and without Darius and without Evan, it's going to be a challenge. But as long as guys continue to up their game a little bit, as JB says, you don't have to one guy replace DG and one guy pick up the scoring load. Everybody's just got to do a little bit more, and Saturday night certainly was the example of that.
I wonder if they get any inspiration by the Cleveland Browns. You got another team here. You know what I mean? You can look and think, look, these guys, where they're at in their, you know, different sport, but these guys kind of look at other teams, local teams as well, and see how you just have to kind of get in there and do it, and it's possible.
And again, by the way, we're talking Cavs, but great job, Browns. And what Kevin Stefanski has done is just amazing with Joe Flacco being on his couch a month ago. But, yeah, pivoting back to the Cavs. And the other thing about that, sure, you look at other teams and say, number one, you say they're not going to feel sorry for us. Every team has battled through injuries at some point. So it's not like Chicago comes out Saturday night, oh, they're down four. You know, geez, let's take sympathy on them. But that's not going to be the case. But the other thing about the Cavs, guys, is these veterans that they've brought in, guys like Max Strus and even the re-signing of Tristan Thompson and George Niang. There wasn't a pity party in that Cavs locker room. When you have veterans like that, they're saying to guys like Craig Porter, listen, go out and play. You know, we're paid to play. We're competitors. We're NBA basketball players. Go out and compete, and then let the chips fall where they may. And I think veterans like that really set the example. Listen, we may lose. Hey, we may win, which they ended up doing, but leave it all on the floor. And the Cavs definitely did that.
Looking at the schedule, yep, next, it's kind of on the road, at home, on the road, a little bit back and forth, as well as that game that's going on January 11th where you've got this big travel. Is that still on their schedule as sort of something they're looking at, or they're just basically, what's tomorrow? Tell me when I have to pack extra underwear.
Yeah, there's there's a one game at a time mentality. Although I'm certainly looking forward to going to Paris in January. Bonjour tout le monde. But wow. No, it'll be Dallas on Wednesday night. Tomorrow night, Cavaliers will fly out later today and take on the Mavericks. And then Bruce, as you said, that's a quick game on the road, and then a quick game home against Milwaukee on Friday, and then up to Toronto on New Year's Eve. So we're bouncing back and forth in these road and home games. But truly, the mantra is one game at a time. You can't look too far down the road, because believe me, the schedule is relentless. The games just keep coming and coming. So you just focus on one at a time.
You might be celebrating New Year's in Toronto, but the game is not till New Year's Day, right? I'm just looking at
my schedule. Yeah, but we always fly out the day before. There's a little inside NBA. If there's a couple of days off or whatever, that's an NBA rule, by the way. You have to fly out the day before. So we will fly to Toronto New Year's Eve day. So, yes, I'll be in the hotel room in Toronto. Heck, I may be in bed before midnight. Well, we'll see.
Find out. I don't know who the Canadian Ryan Seacrest is, but you could probably tune in to see how they celebrate, what they drop at midnight in Canada.
I'm sure they'll have some sort of celebration. You know, that's not just the American holiday. That's worldwide.
I know.
So.
It starts at noon on CNN. We're near every day when you see there all the celebration that goes on there. But looking forward to a good 2024 for the Cavaliers. And that week off, I mean, that Paris trip is like this entire, they blocked off an entire week for that. So that'll be kind of a different whole rhythm for the schedule for you guys.
Well, and it's interesting, guys. I don't want to cramp you on the time here, but it's interesting. I've been asked by several folks, you know, why all these back-to-backs? The Cavs have already played six back-to-backs. Well, it's because of Paris that normally you'll play three or four games in a week. And so the Cavs, we've got one game that week. We've got the game Thursday in Paris. So they had to take those other three, maybe even four games and find a place to put them. And so that's what happened with the back-to-backs early on. They had to squeeze those games in somewhere. So, yeah, that'll be a unique trip. Cavs will fly over on Monday. Well, actually, the team flies over on Sunday, and then the rest of the organization, broadcasters included, will fly over on Monday and kind of get your body clock adjusted as best you can in a short period of time. The game on Thursday night Paris time, which is Thursday afternoon for WEOL listeners, and then we'll fly back over the weekend.
Sounds good. Well, we wish you a happy new year, and we will talk with you again soon, and we appreciate your time this morning, Tim. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Tim.